USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. President Biden injecting politics into the day by claiming passing voting rights legislation would fulfill the legacy of King.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
The Northeast is now dealing with a massive winter storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and ice to the Southeast. Nearly 80 million people from Georgia to Maine affected by the storm. Snow continuing to fall in places like Buffalo, New York, where a winter storm warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A Texas rabbi says he's grateful to be alive Monday after an armed standoff at his Dallas area synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was leading services at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Faisal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the prison release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Citron Walker joined CBS this morning to describe the terrorist attack.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming. And we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
The FBI is now calling the incident a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. The first week of the NFL playoffs wrap up Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has tested positive for COVID. General Mark Milley is isolated after he tested positive Sunday, a Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying he's experiencing minor symptoms and is vaccinated, including a booster shot. His most recent contact with the president was last week, but tested negative days prior to that event. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.